This minute from Elgin History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 17th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. Former Elgin Mayor William Grody has died. Grody came to Elgin at the age of 22 as a farm boy and became known as a merchant, real estate dealer, insurance agent, banker, church worker, and educator. This would have been his 50th year in business in Elgin. Severe white frost were present for the first several days in Elgin area, or I should say the last several days in the Elgin area. The frost caused damage to gardens and produce, including tomatoes and apple and pear trees. Damage to the crops was estimated at greater than several thousand of dollars. Temperature fell to 30 and 32 degrees for the past several evenings. The Elgin American Legion Post is offering ex-servicemen the opportunity to become members at no cost. The membership drive is being conducted just as if conducting warfare. Divisions and regiments have been formed under the leadership of Commander William DeGaris. Charles Silliman, Charles Seidel, and A.M. Price will lead the divisions and compete to gain the most new members. Elgin's first district will be repaved and sidewalks will be patched in a proposal approved by the City Council. The resurfacing work will cost more than $11,100. Only one block of old pavement, DuPage Street from Villa Court to Geneva Street, will be untouched. Property owners in the area came to agreement with the city that the area is in good enough shape and not in need of resurfacing. The son of Elgin attorney Frank W. Shepherd was ill with pneumonia and told his father his late mother was calling him. 13-year-old Thomas Shepherd said to his father, "I'm going to heaven to see my mama." 5 weeks after encountering scarlet fever and pneumonia, the young man died. Those were the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum, 360 Park Street, Elgin.